This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Intentional, controlled, systematic, continual demolition of the United States. Rich Sheba, part five.
Thank you, Vince. Folks, do you know anybody who still thinks that it's still about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness? Really? With the thousands of articles and evidence and economics that we've given and broken down with specificity and detail, showing how the rich are getting richer, showing how the little guy is thinking about survival, never mind prosperity. How about all the collusion, the racketeering, the bonuses going to the banks for the same year they get bailouts? The harvesting of baby parts, the normalizing of pedophilia, the hate hoaxes, the teachers in schools teaching kids to change their gender, teaching little boys to give BJs, poisoning our food, eliminating proven results, qualification of getting a job, not just poison food, water, meds, the whole works, eliminating free speech, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. How many examples of hypocrisies and double standards have we given? The installing of politicians, the legalization of voter fraud, eliminating your voice to and vote. But everybody who's a white male, except for Gates, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Rockefellers, Rothschild, you know, those guys, the white males that control all the narratives, It's basically an attack on the poor and middle-class white males. Is it really an attack on the poor and middle-class of everybody? You still think, with all this tyranny, all this Marxism, all this authoritarian fascism that we've mentioned over the years, you still think it's about equality, fairness, and tolerance, diversity, and inclusiveness? If you do, you're brain dead. This is what happens when we have decades and decades of inaction towards political correctness. The consequences become overwhelming. Basically, what you're doing by your inaction is supporting the ruling class. You're supporting the traitors, the cowards, and the followers. That's exactly what's going on here. Okay. Got to stop sidebarring here. Next article, Texas Supreme Court just ruled that mask mandates are illegal statewide. See, there's a lot of good news coming here, folks. I'm blue in the face talking about how masks cause illness. I've given very lengthy lists of psychological and physiological disorders. Look at the heart attacks and strokes that's coming from the bacteria in the mouth because people are having increased gum disease because of the mask. And dentists are coming forward, not Rich and Vince. Dentists are coming forward saying this stuff. Next, medical experts say herd immunity impossible. Impossible with the Delta variant circulating because vaccines are breeding mutant strains. What's the key word there? Vaccines. Next, repeated injections will be lethal, warns researcher on how the COVID vaccine spike protein destroys immunity. Next, every health institution Americans once trusted to protect public health now turns against it. It means they don't believe a word they say. Some of these include the AMA, the FDA, the CDC, the EPA, the NIH, the World Health Organization. We can go on and on and on. That's what happens when you push medical tyranny down people's throats. Next, U.S. Navy commander sounds the alarm on mandatory COVID vaccines for all military. Quote, it will create a national security crisis. This is why everything needs to be decentralized. This is what happens when you outsource everything, all productivity, all manufacturing. This is what happens when you delegitimize work and you delegitimize value. See, we don't have, little people don't have hedging and golden parachutes. This is why we got to have public forums. All these ideas and solutions that we've talked about over the years, we need them because they're going to manufacture every narrative in the world in order to destroy the people. Remember, the article I mentioned, I've discussed this a few times, the 1962 Yale study where they used electric shock treatment on taking orders. If the people believe that there was a legitimate authority given the orders, the conclusion was that human nature can't be trusted or counted on, especially regarding brutality and inhumane treatment from the direction of malevolent.
Yeah, did we lose Rich Even? Yeah, it looks like we lost Rich Even. So, Rich, please try to reconnect. Now, class, we've been talking about the intentional, controlled, systematic, and continual demolition of the United States of America. It's absolutely true. You can see it everywhere you look. You can see that Chlamydia Harris is not paying attention to anything other than her pursuit of elevation to President of the United States. You can see that Joe Biden have kept secret the fact that he is not up to being President of the United States. He doesn't have the mental capacity. But yet, his and her greed is so great that they plotted and planned and schemed and did everything they could to hide his inability to carry out the duties of the commander-in-chief. And the proof, of course, is Afghanistan and the fiasco that has ensued. It's clear as day. The military is outraged. Some of Congress is outraged. But yet we have about a 50% approval rating for the worst president we've ever had. It's amazing. You know, senators make deals. That's what they do. They negotiate. They say, well, what's in it for me? What do I get out of this? That's what they do. And they want a piece. You look at Barry and Big Mike. They were absolutely broke. They were underwater, fiscally broke, before he became the first black president. And after leaving office, he's a multi-millionaire living in an extremely expensive house with all the trappings that none of us have. But it's not just him. It's not just her. You look around at the Queen. What does she do? What does royalty do? Well, it used to be that royalty would command. And if you didn't fall in line, they'd kill you. I'm talking about 1500s, 1600s, you know.
Hey, Vince, and, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Just one more comment. And it was their wealth, their palaces were built on the backs of the little people and slavery. And slavery. So these people have no idea what it's like to starve. I'm talking about chlamydia. I'm talking about Sleepy Joe. I'm talking about royalty. They have no idea what it's like to starve. It's just the rest of us who do. Rich, I don't know what happened, but we missed you. Where'd you go?
Well, yeah, I know what happened because I was mentioning a lot of truth articles published in the public domain, and the powers that be did not like some of the things I was saying, especially when they took me down. I was talking about how every health institution in America that was once trusted to protect public health has now turned against it, meaning they don't believe it. And that includes the AMA, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the EPA, the World Health Organization. No one believes anything anymore. Do you know that health insurance companies don't even cover jab deaths and adverse events, including life insurance? If you die and you've had the jab, your life insurance is null and void. You wasted all those thousands of dollars, if not millions, that you put into it. So what I'm going to do now, Vince, if it's okay with you, I'm going to go to general news because I'm running out of time and I'm not going to even come close to mentioning a lot of things, if that's okay with you.
Just one exclamation point. About half of the patients who are to receive blood transfusions do not want blood from vaccinated donors. Back to you.
Yeah, and I did mention that in one of the articles this morning. So, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to general news. I'm running out of time. I'm going to be as quick as possible, so please bear with me, but there's a lot of important information. Do you know that Trudeau talked to Hillary Clinton and not the Biden administration regarding phone calls, regarding all this stuff that's happening in Afghanistan? And, folks, if people can't see what's happening in Afghanistan, I've read a lot of articles on this. You know, this is obviously a design collapse because – it's designed to embarrass Americans. It's designed to bring tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of illegal, unvetted immigrants over the border. It's designed to benefit China with mineral wealth. It's designed because the military-industrial complex did not want to get rid of the war, the forever wars. Think about all the billions of dollars of weapons. And I'm going to mention specific articles on this shortly, given to our enemies. Think about the distractions from the vaccine murders and election fraud. You know, we really have to connect these dots, the Belt and Road Initiative for China. All this dereliction of duty by Biden is probably done on purpose as a design collapse. Okay, I'm gonna keep moving, folks. Federal employees within the Biden administration are coming forward to Project Veritas like never before. Whistleblowers, we need you. Heroes, we need you. It's time to be an American. We're not a spectator sport. Next, China dispatches warships, aircraft, fighter jets off the coast of Taiwan after they saw how Biden dealt with Afghanistan. Those of you in Taiwan, you're probably about to get invaded because of Joe Biden. Next, American citizens will not be given priority over Afghans. Think about what I just said.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The Demolition of the United States of America, Part 6. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. All right, folks, I'm going to go a little faster than normal, try to shorten my sidebars because I have so much information, and I'm deleting, during breaks, I'm actually deleting articles and information because of the lack of time. So here we go. Next article, published in the public domain, Hypocrisy. Tlaib, one of the squad members. Remember how she was a proponent of cancel rent? Well, they just found out that she forgot to disclose thousands of dollars in rental income to her constituents despite backing cancel rent. Oh, here's another one. Hypocrisy. Cancel rent. Squad Ayanna Pressley discloses, again, thousands of dollars in rental income. It's okay for them. How much hypocrisy and double standards have we mentioned, folks? It's unbelievable. Next, U.S. military leaders are incompetent. No, they're bought and paid for and blackmailed. Next, politics leaked State Department memo warned of Afghanistan collapse. You hear that? They knew it was going to happen. That's called planned collapse, people. Next, the $3.5 trillion budget is an Antifa jobs program. Let me decode that for you. Basically, what that means is that your taxpayer dollars are paying for the overthrow of America with the brown shirt and mercenary people, basically the Gestapo and SS. You're paying for it. Next, Kamala Harris laughs when a reporter starts to ask her about Americans being trapped in Afghanistan. She laughs. I wonder when they get murdered and raped. Is she laughing? Probably. Next, Taliban will be allowed to stay on Twitter, but President Trump is still banned. I know some of you think I'm making this stuff up. I am not. Under the Taliban, Christians in Afghanistan are facing a future of sex slavery, forced conversion, and brutal prosecution. Look, I've seen videos of women getting their clothes torn off and raped. This stuff is happening. Next, thanks to Joe Biden, the Taliban now controls, please listen to this, it's surreal, 11 former U.S. bases, approximately 174 Humvees, 10,000 high-explosive rockets, light attack aircraft, they don't know how many, 158 Black Hawks for the Taliban, body armor, I mean, small arms, big arms. We have literally armed Joe Biden literally armed our enemies with enough armaments that they're probably puts them in the top 30 of countries in the world for arms right now. Next, UK, French, and German special forces rescuing their citizens outside the Kabul airport while U.S. is under strict orders to rely on the Taliban. No, this isn't Rich making this stuff up. Next, second wave of global shipping nightmare now taking shape. Expect shortages of everything and prices to increase of everything. Next, Zuckerberg Facebook removed 18 million COVID misinformation posts. In other words, when the doctors like Dr. Tenpenny, Judy McCovis, Simone Gold, all the hero physicians and scientists that I've mentioned to you over the months, they were removed, 18 million of them, because they were fact and they didn't want you to know about it. Next, U.S. lost several military aircraft that were flown out of Afghanistan. They have no idea how many have been lost or where they are. You can't make this stuff up, people. New Zealand has over 685 suicide deaths in 2018, but 26 deaths only from COVID. Unbelievable. I feel like I'm a Twilight Zone writer here. Next, woke General Milley claims the Taliban is not interfering at Kabul airport, while at the same time, at the same moment, the White House is lashing out at the Taliban publicly for interfering at the airport. Unbelievable. Next, 15 mail-in ballots can't be found from the 2020 election. 15 mail-in ballots cannot be found. That's called null and void. The November election is null and void, people. Where is our military? Do you care about your colleagues that have fought, fled, and died by the millions? Where are you?
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal actions have led to the current crisis in Afghanistan, President Biden is attempting to fix things. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling Biden to extend the Kabul airlift operation beyond August 31st. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Biden still believes all Americans can be evacuated before August 31st. The Caldor wildfire in California that forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and devastated Grizzly Flats, California, last week was approaching the Lake Tahoe Basin Monday. The region is home to tens of thousands of people. Eric Schwab, a Cal Fire section chief, said Monday that limiting the fire's eastern spread towards Tahoe is a priority. With disgraced Democrat Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo officially out after sexual misconduct was discovered by the state's attorney general, the former number two, Kathy Hochul, is now the governor of the state to the end of Cuomo's term. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, with the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization. So the AP knew what they were doing. They wanted to do a political hit on me. And the fallout from that is that there will likely be people who decline life-saving treatment. And then they had the temerity to act like they were the victim when they got called out on their hit piece. The days of corporate media being able to smear people with impunity and conservatives do nothing, those days are over. I can tell you in Florida, we're fighting back with the truth, and we are going to hold you accountable when you're peddling false partisan narratives.
Mistrust of the media is now a central part of many Americans' personal identity. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Demolition of the United States of America, Part 7, Class 41%. Of Americans still think the plagiarist is doing a good job. Rich?
Well, never believe a poll, never believe a focus group. It's all done as a tool to sway public opinion and create legislation, fulfill the agenda, and consolidate power, money, and control. All right, I got a lot more information, folks. I'm going to just roll through as many as I can. This is from ABC News. This isn't even from the independent media. The State Department has sent out blank U.S. visas to the Taliban on other groups who will soon be in the U.S. You don't think this is a planned collapse, people? Please, if you don't think that, send me a check and I will send you a bridge. Please. Next. Afghan refugees are getting flagged through security screenings for ties to terrorism. I wish I could be redundant and have time to talk about this. This is surreal. You need to wake up, people. Next, U.S. general tell British forces, special forces, to stop rescuing people in Kabul because you're making us look bad. That was a quote from a U.S. general. Next, in June, Joe Biden canceled the Trump Crisis Response Bureau overseeing protection and evacuation of American citizens, like what happened in Benghazi. This could have been used, this response, this Crisis Response Bureau, to get people out of Afghanistan and prevent what has happened. But in June, Joe Biden canceled this. You really think that was an accident? No, it's called planned collapse. Next, how did we go from energy dominance to energy begging in just 8 months? Planned collapse. Next, this guy by the name of a GOP Senate leader, Jake Corman, blocks subpoenas in Pennsylvania for forensic audits. This guy is a traitor. This guy, Jake Corman, these are articles published in the public domain, not making this stuff up. Those of you in Pennsylvania, you need to speak to Jake Corman. He's either bought and paid for or blackmailed. Next, Google altered its algorithm to ensure that negative stories from the establishment media about Trump is what people saw. Next, FBI told informant in Whitmer kidnapping cases to lie and frame innocent man and delete text messages. This is from the FBI that you're paying for their taxes or for their salaries, for their pensions. You're paying for their benefit package. You're paying for their vacations, the whole works. Next, Biden evacuated 800 last night and only 165 Americans out of 800 were evacuated. I have about five other articles I don't have time to mention. It's the same ratio of Afghanis being prioritized over Americans. Next, Biden told U.S. commanders not to send out troops to rescue Americans trapped in Kabul because he feared a Black Hawk Down moment and it would make him look bad. I'm not making any of this stuff up. I know you don't feel like you're in America right now, but these are published articles in the public domain. Next, illegal aliens get free plane rides anywhere in America, and American citizens have to pay to fly out of Afghanistan. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, Biden's State Department focused on gender equality while there's over about 20,000 Americans still trapped inside Afghanistan. Talk about can't make this stuff up. Next, RNC releases new report confirming Democrat election cheating after abandoning Trump months ago. Do you believe this? The RNC, I think, is headed by, what's her name? I can't think of her name, but I think she's a niece of Mitt Romney. They're all related. It's all pathetically corrupt from the top down. All of it. So they're basically coming out with plausible deniability vouchers saying that, oh, looks like, yeah, it is now confirmed that the Democrats did cheat in the election. Unbelievable. Next, CIA officers kept Afghan warlords dependent on the agency by giving them Viagra in order to rape young boys. Yes, I'm reading this, published in the public domain. Next, Newsom sells his Northern California home for almost $6 million ahead of the recall election. Next, two Democrat women steal Gavin Newsom recall ballots caught on video. Next, this is the actual Los Angeles Times headline, folks. Larry Elder is the black face of white supremacy. You've been warned. If Larry Elder doesn't get elected, your homes, everything you own in California will be worthless. Worthless. Next, more election fraud in California, recall election. Man arrested with a firearm, drugs, and thousands of ballots. Next, Gavin Newsom is cheating in California recall election. Votes are visible through the envelope. You can't make this stuff up. This is, oh my God, there's no election integrity in this country at all. It's all fraud. And fraud, by the way, has no statute of limitations, people. Next, Seth Keschel. Biden's win was mathematically impossible, and that's been proven time and time again. Next, A.G. Barr told Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, you're not going to believe this, to stop looking into the truck driver Jesse Morgan's testimony that he moved more than 200,000 fraudulent ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. The DOJ. They should call it the Department of Injustice or the Department of Being Bought and Paid For. Next, DOJ demands judge send January 6th protesters back to jail for, quote, returning to conspiracy theories after watching Mike Lindell's symposium. Well, Mike Lindell proved that they used the 2010 databases. Mike Lindell proved that all those five supposed swing states that Joe Biden won, Trump won in a landslide, plus he won New Hampshire, Minnesota, and Nevada. Mike Lindell proved that at the symposium. Unbelievable. Next, H.R. 4 is unconstitutional effort to take power away from the states. People, that's what makes you America unique, is that the states and counties don't do what the federal government says. The states have the power. They have the priority. It's in the Constitution. What H.R. 4 and all these legislations that the Democrats and the powers that be are doing is trying to centralize. This is why we talk about decentralizing everything. Next, surge of convicted sex offender crossing the border. Rape is already number three in America, ranked in the world. We're number three for rape, and it's going to get a lot worse. Next, there are five bombs planted around D.C. that will blow up if I'm shot, says the D.C. revolutionary. We're going to see false flags like you have never believed. It's all going to be by people on psychotropic drugs, people who owe favors, people who have been bought and paid for, blackmailed. We're going to see it every day now. Be ready. Next, Biden administration appears to have stockpiled military equipment for Taliban months before collapse. Think about what that article says. I'm going to repeat that despite my lack of time. Biden administration appears to have stockpiled military equipment for the Taliban months before collapse. If you think any of these things are coincidences at this point, please send me a check and I'll send you a bridge. Next, Afghans exempt from coronavirus travel rules that Americans must obey. I want you to think about that, people. People who are coming in unvetted, whether they be Afghan refugees or the 167 countries that's come through the Mexican border or however they come in, unvetted for diseases, unvetted for skill sets, unvetted for criminal behavior, unvetted for everything, but Americans are under medical tyranny. Every type of tyranny, fascism, authoritarianism, communism, everything. Next, world super rich investing in luxurious billionaire bunkers. See, when all this crapper hits the fan, people, they got their bunkers, they got their big ranches, they got their yachts, the private islands, the private jets. They're out of here, man. They don't care. They want civil war. They want murder, rape, and mayhem. They want all of you to go away, and they don't care how they do it. Next, Tucker Carlson reacts to new evidence that the FBI knew about Ilhan Omar's marriage to her brother. Her brother. You just can't make this stuff up. It's surreal. It's beyond Twilight Zone, beyond 1984. Orwell would be jealous. He's red in the face right now. Next, liberal Utah teacher canned for going on a pro-vax rant sucks, and a rant calling that her students' parents are dumb. You can't even, people, if you don't get your kids out of the public government schools, your kids, if they survive this, are going to blame you for their lack of opportunity and prosperity. I can guarantee it. Next, government paying farmers to destroy their crops. So part of the plan in the agenda, which we've talked about, food shortages and starvation. Next, Obama's ex-AG, that was Eric Holder, is calling for riots in the streets again. I want you to think about this. An ex-attorney general calling for riots in the street. You know who that Eric Holder is. Remember Hillary Clinton? He was with a bunch of other black guys at a meeting, and Hillary Clinton made the comment, and I'm paraphrasing here, well, I couldn't tell who they are because they all look alike. Remember that? Hillary Clinton said that. That AG. Next, twice deported sex offender charged with child rape in Tennessee. So it doesn't matter if they've been deported multiple times. They're going to come back and rape your kids and rape your women. It doesn't matter. Divide and conquer strategies. Murder, rape, and mayhem. That's what they want. That's how you control the population, by making everybody go against them. But yet, and this is in the New York Post, Vladimir Putin says he's not allowing Afghan refugees into Russia. But yet, they're allowing them into the United States of America. And speaking of the United States of America, a little economic news here. There's 10 states leading the economic recovery, and Montana's one of them. Guess what they have in common? They all have Republican governors. And the 10 states that are doing the worst? Go ahead. Guess. All blue Democrat states. Vince, we're in the last few minutes with the last segment coming up. I would like to hear some of your comments when we come back. Because this is hard to believe it's America. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, this is part 8. Of the intentional, controlled, systematic, continual demolition of the United States of America, Part 8. Rich, you asked me about some comments. Well, I've got a couple comments. Ammunition is currently in short supply. And why is that? Well, I think that's because people are frightened. They've been locked down, and more and more have been paying attention to the news. As you've been saying, people are waking up. And they're afraid. So more and more people are first-time gun buyers. And they need the consumables for those rifles, pistols, shotguns, and revolvers. The current price of .38 special ammunition for a revolver, a previously well-recognized, well-used revolver in police departments of the 1960s, for example, a box of 50 rounds is 80 cents a round. $40 for a box of ammunition, 50 rounds. 45 ACP, my preferred cartridge, is 65 cents a round, $650 for a case of 1,000. 22 long rifle, the most ubiquitous cartridge on the planet. And that the one that has been used more than any other cartridge. 16.3 cents a round. Now, it was 5 cents a round about a year ago. It was a penny a round when I was a child. 30-06, a war cartridge. One that is 30 caliber and is a high-powered rifle cartridge. It used to be about 60 cents. As a matter of fact, I bought some for 40 cents. They're now $1.70. 30-30, which is a lever-action rifle cartridge, an old cartridge. They're hard to find if you can find them at all. So there's an ammunition shortage, and I believe it's because of these new first-time gun buyers and people stocking up because they're terrified. Of what? The government. And all the mistakes that the government is doing. You've mentioned so many things in the last hour. The sum of all of that is the controlled demolition of the United States. The result will be the controlled demolition of the United States. There's a guy by the name of Adolf Eichmann, Eichmann. He was a Nazi. And he was arrested, tried, convicted, and executed in 1961 under the laws of piracy. And piracy... Piracy is considered crimes against people. Crimes against people. As well as crimes on the sea. And I'm wondering if people today who are committing these horrendous crimes against people will be prosecuted under the laws of piracy. See, piracy is believed to be just of the sea, but you know every time you put a DVD and it says piracy, you know, they warn you about the penalties for piracy. Well, watching a DVD has nothing to do with being on the sea. So I'm wondering if the legal beagles will extend the laws of piracy to have those who have committed these horrendous crimes against all of us, humanity, the greatest crimes against humanity. I wonder if they will be extended to those who are doing this and have them arrested, tried, and the punishment for piracy is generally execution. Any comments, Rich?
Well, yeah, basically this is why we need whistleblowers. We're resembling the unelected and installed corrupt elections of the past Soviet Union. We basically, the word expert and official authority has no more credibility. Transparency and those type of words are now known as fake politically correct buzzwords. Basically, the journalists, the mainstream media, the politicians, bankers, attorneys, judges, all health care organizations, big corporate oligarchies, and especially big pharma, what you have done is that you have betrayed the trust of the people, and you've dishonored and corrupted your professions. Did you hear what I just said? All the lists I just mentioned, including journalists, mainstream media, attorneys, judges, bankers, politicians, all healthcare organizations, big corporate oligarchies, big pharma, you have dishonored and betrayed the trust of the people. You have corrupted your profession. I can't make that any clearer. Vince?
Yeah, and there's a quote by Fauci. They used to call him Dr. Fauci. Now they just call him Fauci. Quote, his quote, "I know I respect people's freedom, but when you're talking about a public health crisis that we've been going through for well over a year and a half, the time has come. Enough is enough. We've just got to get people vaccinated." End quote. What that means? Forced vaccinations. The question that we have for you is, what will you do when they come to you?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.